You know what? You know what? When you're in the military, when I was a young man, left home early, went to the military, spent 7 years, 183 days in the military, I was wild. But let me tell you something. On my way out, that's when God delivered me. And I'm going to tell you, God delivered me from the things you are saying. But you know what, brother? I wanted it. I wanted it. And I had to get around people that were hearing God, people that was loving God, with a strong power. Yeah. And the deliverance of God's word was preached. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't care about that the preacher was preaching to me and it was hurting me. I didn't care about my feelings. I wanted my soul to come out the darkness. And I feel you, brother. You want your totally mind and soul delivered because these are spirits that are trying to take you over. And I'm telling you right now, I'd love for you to come visit me, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax. I've been where you are so I can talk to you. And I know that Jesus is able, if we can put our faith together and touch and agree and believe God, God will heal you and deliver you from this. And I'm going to pray today that God will take the desire away. That's what I want, the desire to die. I want it to be buried. I want it to be drowned in the sea, praise the Lord, that it'll never be able to be wretched again. God, I want you to destroy this spirit for my brother. Take the desires away in Jesus' name. I want you to be healed, delivered, and made whole. I'm at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. You want to come see me? It's be good. I got a caller for time for one more caller. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, God bless you. Come see me. Amen. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead. Let me take this last caller. Okay. Amen. Time for one more caller. If you're going to call, but if not, I am excited. And the reason why I'm excited, because I heard my brothers and sisters that are struggling with these spirits. And I'm telling you, they're real. They're real. They are real. Why do you think people are dying from cigarettes? Some of them won't out. But them strongholds of the enemy got them. Why they died from drugs? Because of strong. Somebody got to preach to them. Somebody got to show them. Somebody got to label with them. They won't out. And I'm telling you, I am proud, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud to know that the power of God is real. Listen, my friend, I got to get off this air. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole until next Wednesday in Jesus' name.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
My job is connecting you to Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's your savior. He's your deliverer. And then when you get to him, then he'll tell you about the Holy Spirit. He said, "Now I left a helper for you. I sent a helper for you." I said, you know, Father sent a helper in my name. Somebody going to help you through life. Now don't forget that you have a helper in life. You have somebody helping you no matter what situation you find yourself in. God will help you. Now, if he don't help you, then something wrong. If he's not guiding you, teaching you, leading you, showing you, revealing things to you, helping you through life, then he's not doing what Jesus said he was going to do. Then Jesus lied. And how many know Jesus didn't lie? No, he didn't lie. The Holy Spirit is doing just what Jesus told him to do, or just what he's been assigned to do. What his mission is in this dispensation is to empower you and to anoint you, amen, to do the greater works and to do what's pleasing to God and to help you through life struggles. The Holy Spirit is your partner. The word paraclete means one called alongside to help. Now, that's why you just can't lay back and ask him to do everything. Some people think the Holy Spirit is the doer. Well, there's something he do what we can't do, but he's there to help us. That means that many times when you're praying and you need help with something, then he'll give you an instruction that involves you to do something. But he's supplying the grace, he's supplying the power, he's supplying the wisdom, he's giving you everything you need to do it. He's your helper. He's your counselor. Amen? Have you ever looked at the Holy Spirit as being your counselor and say, Holy Spirit, Jesus said you would counsel me. I need some instruction right now. I need you to help me with this problem. Tell me what to do. Show me what I'm supposed to do in this situation. You're my counselor. You're my helper. And I need help. And the Lord knew that I was going to need some help. That's why he assigned you to me. So make yourself known however you want to, but help me. How many know the best prayers are help? I'm going to have to share with y'all one night the prayers that David prayed. Because I sat here one day, well, this is a long story, but I prayed here and I went through the Psalms and I looked at the prayers that David prayed, and it would just amaze you how much humility that man had and how he prayed and acknowledged his dependence and his need for God. I heard, help me, save me, deliver me, preserve me, strengthen me, uphold me. I mean, I don't know, I had 30 or maybe 35 little phrases where he's talking about, do something for me. Because he realized he couldn't do it on his own. Protect me, provide for me, cover me, shield me, search me. On and on, he's just with the Lord. He said, Lord, look, here I am. I need you. I need you. Heal me. He prayed that. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Sustain me. I'm going to share that one night, one Wednesday. You'll see humility is expressed in your prayers, how you depend on God. Because if David could pray that way and get help, you're a new Christian, a new covenant believer. Let me tell you, you can pray that way even more effectively and get help. God is eager to answer your prayers. See, the Holy Spirit wants to help you. He manifests the power of God in your life. Amen. He's there working in you on your character, the fruit of the Spirit, teaching you how to walk in love, how to walk in joy, how to walk in peace, how to walk in humility, how to walk in goodness, how to walk in meekness, how to have self-control, all those, how to be long-suffering. Some of y'all don't understand the work that God is doing. You say, I don't know why I keep giving that person another chance. And you're just not realizing that you're just being long-suffering. You're developing that fruit. Holy Spirit, he's not telling you everything he's doing. He's just doing it. Some of y'all don't know why you're going through things. Well, just let God work in you. Say, Lord, whatever's happening, let you be glorified. You know, Paul was in a dangerous situation. He said, Lord, just be glorified in my life, whether by life or death. Yes. Whatever you're doing, just go ahead and do it, but be glorified. Whether I live or die, just be glorified. That's all I'm asking. Lord, be glorified. Glorify your name. You have a helper this evening. Look at your neighbor and say, I have a helper. He's the Holy Spirit. Say, the Holy Spirit is my helper. Amen. Now, there's some things that you can do I'm going to say speed the help along. You can do some things that hinder the helper. And you can do some things to speed help along. Amen. Now, turn to Psalms chapter 28. I'm going to go to Gary, one of Gary's favorite scriptures. I'm going to say, Gary, I got to say, we're going to go to one of our favorite scriptures. Yeah. I shared it with him, then he shared it with me, and now we're sharing it with each other. Amen. That's how we help one another. Amen. It's just amazing what you get when you come to church sometime. God will speak a word to you to stick with you for the rest of your life. In Psalm 28, wait a minute, we got to stop. Let's go back to 27. All right, look at verse 11. Just give you a little hint of what I'm talking about. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now just look at that scripture right there, how it just build you up. Boy, I felt strength come right into me. Look at what they teach me. Lead me. Deliver me. That's three of them right there. He said, now, I would have gave up. I would have fainted. I'd have given up. I would have lost heart if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And then look at what he talks about next. For what? What's the next verse say? Wait on the Lord. All right, let's go back before that one. Look at this here. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are what? Risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. How many of you got some false witnesses that rose up against you? Can God handle the false witness? Absolutely. David say, false witnesses rose up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. People that want my life, that want to, that are bent on my destruction. He said, I would have gave up if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In my situation, if I had not believed that somehow good was going to come out of evil, I would have just gave up. One translation say, what would have become of me? Don't the Amplified Bible say that? It say, what would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living? Then he say, wait on the Lord. That means you position yourself to hear what he got to say. Wait means to serve him. You know how you have a waiter wait on you? What the waiter do? They wait on you. They take your order. You need some water. You need some. So we need to be waiting on God. We need to be serving him. Waiting on him don't mean be still and don't do nothing. Now, you know, there's one word where you say wait right here. That means don't move. Okay? But this word here is a little stronger than that. It means, yeah, don't be moved by what's going on around you, but wait on God. Serve him. Minister to him. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So as you are serving him and ministering to him and praying and doing those things you know you're supposed to be doing, all the while, he's supplying the help you need. He's giving you the strength to face your adversaries, and not only just to face them, but to overcome them. You have a helper this evening. have a helper. Go ahead and say, I got a helper. I got somebody.